Salmon Arm's compost program continues to make a considerable contribution to reducing the city's greenhouse gas emissions. While not as low as in 2020, during the pandemic, the city's CO2 emissions in 2024 were the second lowest they've been, 1,343.4 tons, since Salmon Arm, as a signatory to BC government's Climate Action Charter, and began recording annual emissions to report under the Climate Action Revenue Incentive Program, replaced by the Local Government Climate Action Program, LGCAP, in 2022. With 13 years of tracking and reporting, there is a clear downwards trend here within the city, said senior planner Chris Larson in a report to council at its July 14 meeting. A 13-year timeline graph provided by Larson shows emissions peaking at 2,100.5 tons in 2017, and then dropping down to 1,289.7 tons in 2020. Larson said this is largely attributed to the city's organic waste diversion program. The actual total of CO2 produced in 2024 amounted to 1,760 tons. However, organics diversion offset 416.6 tons. There's some other positive steps to note as well: the conversion of street and facility lighting to LED lights, and the introduction of hybrid and electric fleet vehicles have made positive impacts, said Larson. Areas that need work include heavy equipment, where there are not yet viable alternatives, as well, the rec center and arena buildings continue to be the largest producers of emissions, although they were both operated more efficiently in the last year. These reductions occurred while Salmon Arm experienced annual population growth of about 2%, noted Cown. Tim Lavery, who credited former Cown Chad Eliason for his pushing hard to get curbside waste collection started. "We're now 5 to 6 years into this and we're seeing the benefits of it," said Lavery. Council endorsed the city's 2024 LGCAP survey report, which is to be reported to the province to receive related annual provincial grant funding, which, for 2024-26, amounts to $143,653 per year. This money goes into a reserve, one of two that support climate action projects. For 2025, LGCAP funding will be going to several operating and capital expenses, including the creation of a climate action plan.